Lily was still in shock after being nominated by Jason to represent the Jones family in their negotiations with Williams Media. She was at a loss for words. After Jason finished speaking, he walked over and stood in front of Grandma Jones. "I think Lily is really suitable. What do you think, Grandma?" In Grandma Jones's heart, Jason was the one that she liked the most, so she naturally took his suggestion more seriously than the others. She reflected for a while and nodded in agreement. Then she looked at Lily and smiled. "Lily, you will go to Williams Media tomorrow. Do your best and above all, don't let me down." "Grandma, I..." Lily was struggling to come up with a way to get out of this, but she saw Grandma Jones wave her hand dismissively and say, "Okay, today's meeting is adjourned. Do whatever you need to handle this. Don't accept no for an answer. Your family needs you." No one cared about Lily's feelings or what she wanted to say. Once the meeting was over, everyone filed out. Lily bit her lip as she watched Jason leave the room with a big smile on his face. She angrily stomped her feet and walked out of the Jones mansion, wondering what she would do next. Lily was confused. When she returned home, the more she thought about it, the more uncomfortable she felt. In the eyes of everyone in the Jones family, this was an impossible task. But now this hopeless task fell on her. She had no idea how she would approach the new CEO of Williams Media to talk about working together with her family. The more Lily thought about it, the more irritated she became. Finally, Lily decided to call Rachel and ask her to come over to keep her company. She also wanted to know if her friend had any good suggestions. After Rachel came over and the two of them chatted for a while, Lily felt a little less freaked out. Rachel got up and walked to the fridge. She took a can of soda and asked Lily as she drank, "Why isn't Kevin at home today?" Lily smiled helplessly. "When I left early this morning, he was already gone. I don't know where he went, but he still hasn't come back." Rachel curled her lips in disgust as she sat on the sofa. She leaned closer to Lily and said, "I really admire you. You haven't thought of getting a divorce after these two awful years?" Lily only sighed and didn't say anything, but Rachel pressed it further. "You should also think about yourself. Kevin is holding you back. Your parents want you to have a child, but you still haven't been able to get pregnant after two whole years. Plus, your company still owes you so much money. If you find a rich and powerful husband, your life won't be so hard." "It's pointless for you to say all this now. We're already married. What are you getting at?" "Those who get married can get a divorce," Rachel said indifferently. Lily shook her head and smiled. She didn't say anything else about it. After a few minutes, they heard someone at the door. The two women looked up at the same time and saw Kevin whistling as he walked in. With a contemptuous, mocking smile on her face, Rachel watched Kevin walk closer to them. As usual, Kevin was wearing a t-shirt and shorts. He looked like such a loser. Kevin naturally saw Rachel's disdain for him, but he didn't care. He strode up to Lily and sat on the sofa with a smile. He looked at her and said, "Lily, your company still needs $4 million, right?" Lily didn't even bother to look at him. She picked up an emery board and started to do her nails. "Why are you asking this?" "How dare you try to rub it in? Why do you always say things that make Lily unhappy? Are you afraid that her life will be too easy?" Rachel sat up straight and stared at Kevin. Lily sighed and gave Rachel a penetrating look that told her not to criticize Kevin anymore. After all, during the Jones' family quarterly meeting, when Jason embarrassed her in front of so many people, it was Kevin who helped Lily. Now she naturally didn't want Rachel to keep picking on him like this. Kevin turned his head and looked at Rachel. He smiled mysteriously and said, "I hope you haven't forgotten what I said 2 days ago. If I can find $4 million to help Lily get through this crisis, you should call me boss." When she heard him bring this up, Rachel instantly laughed. "I sure did say that. And if you can't find her $4 million, how about you call me boss? I've never seen someone as helpless as you who still likes to put on airs." Kevin sneered. He took out a bank card from his pocket and handed it to Lily. "Lily, I originally wanted to bring you cash, but it was too much to carry around. This card has $4 million on it. Take it." Lily took the card in a daze and didn't know how to react. Rachel laughed again. She felt that Kevin was acting like a fool again. "I can't believe you're still carrying on with this lie. I'm dying of laughter. Who's the boss? Kevin asked quickly. It's not you. After saying this, Rachel realized that she had been tricked. Her face immediately turned red and she glared at Kevin. Kevin chuckled and looked at Lily, who obviously didn't believe him and was about to toss the card in the trash. Lily, do you still have that card reader you use at work? Why don't you log in and check the balance of the account? I wouldn't lie to you. Lily held the card in her hand and looked into Kevin's eyes. She had her doubts. But she also wanted to believe him, even though he didn't have a job. After all, he still relied on her to support him. Now he hands her a card and says that there are $4 million on it. Anyone would find his words hard to believe. Lily, since he asked you to try, you should try. He asked for it. I'm still waiting to hear him call me boss. Rachel crossed her arms in front of her chest and looked at Kevin with a sneer. Lily tightened her grip on the bank card and looked at Kevin, who was waiting expectantly. Kevin, you really want me to check it out? Don't worry. I would never lie to you. Kevin gave her a determined look. Lily nodded and said, okay. Then she got up and walked to the study and turned on the card reader. The password is your birthday, Kevin reminded her in a low voice. Lily looked up at him and then entered the password. After a moment, the card's balance appeared on the screen. $4 million! Lily was dumbfounded. When Rachel came over and saw the long, long string of numbers, she stared open-mouthed at the screen. How is this possible? She asked. As soon as Dorothy Jones entered the house, she saw that something was up. She frowned and walked over to Lily, Kevin, and Rachel in the study. What's going on? When her gaze fell on the ridiculously high number on the card reader, she was absolutely stunned. Where did you get so much money from? Lily looked up at her mother and then looked at Kevin. She pursed her lips and replied, Kevin gave me the card. What? Kevin gave it to you? Dorothy Jones looked at Kevin in disbelief. Where did you get so much money? Kevin smiled and shook his finger at her playfully. I can't tell you, so please don't ask, but I can assure you that this money came from an honest source. Lily, just use it and don't worry. Then he turned to look at Rachel. He scratched his ear and said, I believe you said you wanted to start calling me boss. You can start. I'm waiting. Rachel stared at him in wide-eyed disbelief. She was really flustered, and she raised a scolding finger toward Kevin. She was tempted to berate him again. Before Rachel did something rash, Lily quickly took the card and the reader and pulled Kevin into the bedroom. We are the only ones in this room now. Kevin, tell me the truth. Where did you get this money from? Lily asked softly. She locked the door behind her and walked slowly up to Kevin. He looked at her guardedly, but he was secretly delighted. Lily was concerned about him, wasn't she? He thought for a moment, smiled, and asked her gently, If I told you I'm actually an incredibly wealthy business executive and that this money is a drop in the bucket for me, would you believe me? Lily frowned at him and pulled away. Don't joke around. Forget it. If you really don't want to tell me, I don't want to keep asking you. Anyway, you have to promise me that this isn't dirty money. I hope that you're not involved in anything illegal. Otherwise, I would rather see my company go bankrupt than to take a dime from you. Kevin sighed when he heard her say this. Don't worry. I guarantee that the money is legal. You just need to use it quickly to save your company. Lily had her doubts, but he was so convincing. She thought for a long moment before putting the card away. As she did this, she said, Okay, I believe you. You can rest assured, too. I will definitely pay you back as soon as possible. It may take some time, but I'll repay you. My money is your money. Kevin waved his hand nonchalantly and walked out of the room. When he got to the living room, he saw that Rachel had already left. She ran away before she called me boss, he figured. Later, Dorothy was also wondering where Kevin had gotten the $4 million, and Lily pulled her aside. She spoke to her mother very quietly and seemed to calm her fears. Afterward, Dorothy's attitude towards Kevin was a little gentler than before. Recently, Chicago had been in financial turmoil, and as the leading company in Chicago, Williams Media, had suddenly taken on a young new CEO. Just when countless companies in the entertainment industry were dying to work with them, Williams Media was rejecting all of them, They even turned away the larger companies that they had always done business with. It made sense that the ones who were able to join forces with Williams Media had to be tied to a wealthy Chicago family or a large company. But this time, what shocked everyone was that they were partnering with a relatively unknown family, the Jones family. Many people had never heard of Lily before, but she had actually managed to come to an agreement with Williams Media. In Chicago, the Jones family was only considered to be a third-rate family, and Lily was only from a minor branch of the Jones family tree. In the upper crust, most people didn't even know that she existed. Some people also heard that Jason had approached Williams Media to discuss a partnership, but was rejected. This was even more confusing. Even the great Jason was chased away. How did Lily, this unimportant member of the Jones family, manage to get her foot in the door with Williams Media? What was the new Williams Media CEO thinking? Why did he choose to work with the insignificant little Jones family instead of so many powerful companies? Lily herself couldn't figure it out. No one would believe her. On the day when she went to discuss the partnership, she didn't get to see the CEO. All she had to do was sign the contract. Everything went over so smoothly, making her feel like she was dreaming. The Jones family had booked the entire banquet hall of the very luxurious Whistler Hotel in Chicago for that evening. Grandma Jones brought everyone together to celebrate Lily's success in sealing a deal between the Jones family and Williams Media. Everyone in the Jones family accepted Grandma Jones's request to attend the celebration banquet. On top of that, Grandma Jones had invited a lot of famous people in the Chicago area to attend their bash. There was only one goal, and that was to let everyone know that the Jones family had formed a partnership with Williams Media. In the future, the family would definitely have a chance to become one of the top families in the Windy City, as some people referred to their town. Lily had become the most noteworthy guest in the banquet hall. This was mainly because she had done so much for the Jones family, so she was the most important invitee of the celebration. Kevin followed behind Lily, who was dressed ever so elegantly. Just as he was about to take a seat, he heard a cold rebuke from someone beside him. "Please find another seat. This one is reserved for Miss Phoebe Anderson." Of course, it was Jason speaking. Behind him stood a beautiful young lady wearing an elegant silk dress that fit her very snugly from its low slit up to its high neckline. Kevin casually glanced up at her, looked away, then turned back again to get another look. He felt that this woman seemed somewhat familiar. He thought he'd seen her somewhere before. Jason saw that Kevin hadn't moved and was still staring at Phoebe. He took a step forward and deliberately bumped into him. "Didn't you hear me? This seat is reserved for Miss Anderson." Kevin wasn't prepared for this kind of physical aggression. He was a little shaken, but he still didn't leave his seat. He saw that Jason was trying to please Phoebe, but the young woman's face remained cold. Kevin raised his eyebrows. "Miss Anderson?" Kevin replied with a questioning tone. Jason glanced at Kevin out of the corner of his eye. He got more impatient. "You don't even know who Phoebe Anderson is?" A lot of people around them had noticed what was going on. Lily, who was nearby, had an embarrassed look on her face. She was very annoyed with Jason. Again. Lily had already noticed that Phoebe was sitting at another table. It was Jason who deliberately arranged to find a new seat for her. And Lily was certain that he must have done this to get even for her success with Williams Media. Jason was deeply jealous of her, and he had deliberately bullied Kevin just to embarrass her. Kevin remained in his seat, but when he looked over at Lily, he saw the pained expression on her face. In a concerned tone, he asked her, "What's wrong, Lily? Are you feeling okay?" Lily shook her head no. She was considering letting Kevin give up his seat. It was better to avoid any unnecessary conflict, which was sure to follow because Grandma Jones liked Jason the most. Dorothy Jones, who was also nearby this awkward scene, didn't say anything, but she kept motioning to Kevin that she wanted him to take the initiative and give Phoebe his seat. Phoebe was a distinguished guest invited by Grandma Jones. The Anderson family was one of the most prestigious families in Chicago. They had made billions in the global jewelry market and literally had countless assets. How could this squabble be resolved without insulting such an honored guest in her family and without upsetting Grandma Jones?